Bird Dog's khaki shorts are just like your mother. They'll wrap you up and keep you comfortable no matter where you are. Their zipper pockets will securely hold all your things. They'll fondle you with a love you thought only your mother was capable of. Oh, and don't worry. These shorts won't call you a disappointment. You might even start to love Bird Dogs just as much. If you want to experience motherly love again, hurry to birddogs.com/MLB and buy a pair. They're selling out quickly, but they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs tumbler if you get there on time. That's birddogs.com/MLB.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday night, happy weekend, happy almost Saturday, happy all of it. I'm happy to be here with you. Hope you're having a good one. Listen, shout outs to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People tuned in on Sirius XM channel 158. And everybody locked in on a smart speaker. Typically on Friday nights, people lose their minds. I'm expecting that. People are going to call up and say wild things. Maybe they're drinking. Maybe they're at work. Maybe they're leaving work. Maybe they're ready for a good time. Either way, I'm going to have a good time here with you over the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us live, holding it down on the boards from New York City. It's the weekend. I'm here. Shep's here. You're here. That's all that matters. Oh, yeah, by the way, baseball is here. Everything with the All-Star game and all of that All-Star stuff, it's a wrap. It's time to get back to business. Not Major League Baseball. What is this I'm looking at on the studio screen? WNBA, they're getting ready for their All-Star game. Actually had some history made tonight in their three-point contest. We'll get into that. We'll talk about the return of baseball. Speaking of a return, I know NFL training camps are only about a week away. Bill Belichick is on a hot seat. Can you believe that? Dwayne Wade is buying into the WNBA. You heard LeBron said he wants to come back. Clayton Kershaw still ain't back. Aaron Judge is not back. The Commanders haven't necessarily been sold yet. There's a lot going on. Charles Barkley standing up for human rights. You heard that correctly. We'll hear from Charles Barkley. Some of his comments in a club, in a bar, later on in the show. And the Tennessee Volunteers, they have been fined $8 million. I'll tell you why. So we got a lot to get into here on this Friday night. Nice to know that baseball is back. We'll get into it momentarily. Shep, how are you on this Friday night, on this early start to the weekend, I guess you could call it?
I'm doing well, Jer. Always good to be with you on a Friday, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Thank you very much. And I'm also feeling good. Oh, yeah, by the way, people, if you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, the number's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm feeling good. Weekend is here. Baseball is back. No more All-Star this, All-Star that. You know, looking at some of the scores that are already here in the return for the second half of the season, Yankees are in action right now. Rockies are beating them 4-2 in the sixth inning. Here in Atlanta, it didn't take the Braves any time to get back to it. They smacked the White Sox 9-0. Dodgers are smacking, or they beat the Mets 6-0. And so we're in full swing. And it's a good thing that we're in full swing. In a game that's also underway, It's the Astros and the Angels. They're in the second inning, and they're tied at nothing. 0-0, nil-nil. And we know the most talented guy in baseball is Shohei Ohtani. I'd love to tell you that he was on full display this weekend during Major League Baseball's All-Star Week, but it's not true. He just played in the All-Star game. He walked and he struck out, and not all that exciting. Before we went into the All-Star break, Shohei Ohtani had a blister on his finger, and we knew that he wasn't going to go out there and pitch. And so it sucks for all of us, because Shohei Ohtani basically leads the world in everything that you could think of offensively, and he's also one of the best pitchers in the game. He makes no sense. You probably also know that this is the final year of Shohei Ohtani's contract, and not a bad way to go into free agency, leading Major League Baseball in home runs. He's first with 32. He's first in total bases. He's first in OPS. He's first when it comes down to pitching. He's first in opponents' batting average. They're only batting 189 against this man. He's first in strikeout percentage. 32.5% of the batters that he faces get sat down. He is fourth in strikeouts. Oh, only striking out 12 guys per 9 innings. That's 132 strikeouts. And oh yeah, this hitter has pitched 100 innings already. Shohei Ohtani didn't get the MVP this past season. He already has one. It went to Aaron Judge last year. Ohtani's getting that MVP this year. You don't got to worry about that. He's going to go into free agency, barring an injury, which I hope doesn't happen. Shohei Ohtani's going to have another MVP. And speaking of Aaron Judge, by the way, if you take a look at the historic season that Judge had, the most home runs in American League history. Right now, today, Shohei Ohtani is basically matching or has surpassed the numbers that Aaron Judge had last year. And he's also a pitcher. My point saying all of these wonderful things about Ohtani, a guy that we've never seen before, an all-star batter and an all-star hitter at the same time, is that he's been riding away on the Angels. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. One of the dumbest names I've ever heard in my life. I don't know what you call them now. Are they the Anaheim Angels, the Los Angeles I don't know what they're called, but I know they're stupid. Artie Moreno is stupid. The man said he wanted to sell the team last year because he couldn't develop the land surrounding the stadium. And then he changed his mind. And now it appears that he doesn't even want to trade Shohei Ohtani. He doesn't want to be known as the guy who's traded away one of the best players that baseball has ever seen. Well, it's a little too late for that. The Angels are basically sitting right at 500, a game below it. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. And how about this? Tell me if you've heard this one before. Another transcendent player, and I don't know how transcendent he's going to be for the rest of his career because of all these damn injuries, Mike Trout is hurt again. He has a broken wrist. Is he going to be gone a month? Is he going to be gone a month and a half? We don't know, but I know this much. The trade deadline is August 1st. The Angels have sucked with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. They're only going to have Shohei Ohtani for a few more months. Why the hell are you holding on to him for? Shohei Ohtani burst onto the scene in 2018. The Angels haven't even made the playoffs. Since Shohei Ohtani has been on the Angels have never finished above 500. What are we doing? And when I say we, I'm talking about the Angels. Cut bait. Are you going to be able to get the whole world for Shohei Ohtani or a guy who might be a rental? I have no idea. But get something for him. Do you feel that badly about being trashed that you don't care? That you'll just let Shohei Ohtani walk out of the building and walk out of the door? Everybody knows how good he is, and everybody wants him on their team. CC Sabathia. It's kind of crazy to think about this. He was on the Yankees the last time they won a championship in 2009. CC Sabathia sat down on the Green Light podcast. And CC Sabathia is like, oh my God, could you imagine if Shohei Ohtani became a bad guy and became a Yankee? Listen to this.
I'm praying that he comes to the Bronx. I got caught a lot of flack for saying it, you know, 3 years ago, but he's the best baseball player I've ever seen. Mm. Like, this is the best that the players have ever been right now. And it's not even close. Guys are throwing 100, 205 miles an hour, and he's the best player.
Yeah.
He hits the ball the furthest. He throws the ball the hardest. He runs the fastest. He's literally the best player we've ever seen at a time when the players are the best.
CC Sabathia is not exaggerating. He's basically two all-stars in one. And the Angels need to do, and I don't want to evoke, you know, Damian Lillard's situation because it's not the same. There's a lot of people saying that the Portland Trailblazers need to do the right thing for Damian Lillard and move him. Move him to where he wants to go. Move him to Miami. And that very well might happen. But when it comes to the Angels, forget doing what's best for Shohei Ohtani. He's probably going to leave anyway. They need to do what's best for them and move him. Shohei Ohtani hasn't even officially been a free agent yet. He's making $30 million this year. Let me say this. Let me preface this. He's only making $30 million this season. Aaron Judge is running around making 40. When Shohei Ohtani becomes a free agent and he signs on the dotted line with fill-in-the-blank team, Shohei Ohtani is going to break the bank. He can certainly wake up and say, well, Aaron Judge is making 40 a year and he's a hitter. Max Scherzer and Verlander, they're making 40 plus a year. Well, how come I can't get 80 million? He doesn't play defense, but how come I can't get 80? I don't think he's going to get 80, but I think Shohei Ohtani's going to get between 50 and 60 million dollars a season. How many seasons? I have no idea. Because how long can you expect him to run around and pitch and hit at a high level? It's ridiculously risky. Shohei Ohtani, is somebody going to give him a 10-year deal to both go out there and hit and pitch? Is somebody going to be that bold to say, Shohei Ohtani, here's the money forever. Just stick around for us. Just don't go anywhere. Shohei Ohtani is 29 years old. He just turned 29 years old. I don't know if anybody wants to be stuck with the dude for 10 years paying him 50 per. And if I'm Shohei Ohtani, I don't want to be locked up for that long either. I want to be able to make bank over the next couple of years, make ridiculous sums of money, and then I want the option to cash out or opt out and get more money. It ain't going to be with the Angels because in baseball terms, they're just stupid, poor losers. They'd be better off with Shohei Ohtani leaving and then Artie Moreno walking out the door right with him. And so where does Shohei Ohtani go? Where does he move to? When he was coming over from Japan, it kind of was clear. I just want to stay, just a skip, a big old skip, over the Pacific Ocean. I don't know if I want to go out east. I don't know if I want to have to travel over the Atlantic and then go over Europe and then go over the Middle East and then go over China just to go home to Japan. I don't want to cross America and I don't want to cross the Pacific just to go home to Japan. There's only but so many cities on the West Coast, right? Only so many baseball teams that he could go to, right? This past week at the All-Star game in Seattle, Shohei Ohtani doesn't have a damn thing to do with the Mariners. Nothing. The Mariner fans, the city of Seattle, was chanting for Shohei Ohtani to come to Seattle. They were serenading the man. Please come to Seattle. And I guess if there's going to be a team that's going to embrace a Japanese-born player, oh, it'll be the Mariners. Go ahead, see, go see Ichiro. See how they treated him. A baseball god, rookie of the year, MVP right out of the box. Is Shohei Ohtani going to go to San Francisco? Is Shohei Ohtani going to go play for the Giants? Probably not. And if Shohei Ohtani, if he wants to follow the advice of CC Sabathia, the Yankees? What about the Mets? The Mets are the ones throwing around the money. Francisco Lindor, here's $340 million. Justin Verlander, here's some Ben Gay, here is some, I don't know. Hey, Shep, what else do people use for old hurting joints?
Vaseline, by the way.
By the way, people use Vaseline for their joints? What are you talking about?
Oh, if they're old, yeah. People don't use Vaseline for their joints? I mean, they use the icy hot. They use the Shaq, right? Use that.
Vaseline is topical.
Yeah, but it's also good for your joints.
It's for your skin.
Well, not just your skin.
What are you saying here?
I'm not saying I do. I know people that use Vaseline for their joints.
I was thinking older people might use, you said it, Icy Hot or Bengay or what is some other pain? Tylenol?
Advil, sure.
Advil. Vaseline is in a different category, I think.
My by the way was... If you want to hear that chant on Fox, I think you can faintly hear it if you want to listen.
Hold on a second. I get my Vaseline. Nick, play it and I'll get my Vaseline. Go ahead.
I didn't realize he was as fast as he is, too.
Yeah.
He's really huge. Really
fast. Yeah, he's huge.
I hope he doesn't hit it to me.
It's coming in hot if it does.
Freddie, was that you?
This is me. Hey, guys.
Hi, Freddie.
I can hear you guys now.
Fredder.
Hi, Mook. I like you in the outfield.
I know you do.
Were those baseball players talking?
That was Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, yes, because they were doing the mic'd on.
Right.
But you could still faintly hear come to Seattle.
Oh, no, I didn't faintly hear it. It sounded loud and clear to me.
Right.
I'd be shocked if he went up there. I'd be shocked if he were a Yankee. Maybe the Yankees would have no issue trading for him. Just to kind of show him what it means to be a Yankee. Maybe the Yankees trade for Shohei Ohtani and try to con him in to the system. Yeah, you're here for a couple of months, and wouldn't you want to spend your time here for multiple years? There's only one Yankees uniform. I think Shohei Ohtani cares. I think he wants to get to the cash, get to the money, have a chance at winning. And those two guys that you just heard talking, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, the two Los Angeles Dodgers, those are two dudes getting paid, playing in L.A. What a chance to win. If I'm Shohei Ohtani, why am I leaving California? If I'm Shohei Ohtani, why am I going to the East Coast? If I'm Shohei Ohtani, why am I leaving what I've been comfortable and accustomed to? to just switch my life up where I could just stay in California. Shohei Ohtani might not even have to move or change his house if he signs with the Dodgers. He might not have to. And anyway, I'm sure with the money he's making, he can have multiple homes. Home in Japan, a couple of homes in the hills. Shohei Ohtani doesn't have to move. And so I'll tell you this. It's Friday night. Major League Baseball All-Star break is done. Baseball is back, but Shohei Ohtani needs to go. And he needs to go sooner than later. It'll be a damn shame if he sticks around, wilting away on the Angels for the rest of this season. This would actually be a big boost. This would be a big jolt to Major League Baseball and the rest of this season if Shohei Ohtani gets moved. Artie Moreno, I know you're not the best or the brightest when it comes to owning a Major League Baseball team, but if you're going to make one right decision, do it now. August 1st is the trade deadline. Move Shohei Ohtani. For the benefit of the Angels and for the entertainment of Major League Baseball fans, Ohtani needs to go. Send him wherever. Let's see and hope that he ends up with the Dodgers. I think that makes the most sense. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mentioned the Dodgers. We're going to talk about Clayton Kershaw. Unfortunately, he's hurt again. Some other guy in Los Angeles is also old. His name is LeBron James. The Volunteers, they're not in Los Angeles. They're in Tennessee. They got fined $8 million. Bill Belichick, he's not in L.A., but he also may be out of work soon. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. My question to you is, where the hell should Shohei Ohtani go? 855-212-4CBS. We're just getting started. I'm going to get my Vaseline. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio, for my joints.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Right before we went to break, Yeah, we're celebrating the return of the baseball season. And if there's one thing that I want now that the second half is underway following the All-Star break, I want Shohei Ohtani to move. I want him to be moved. He doesn't need to be on the Angels for what? What are the Angels doing? Nothing. They suck. Imagine if Shohei Ohtani was actually on a good team. Imagine the numbers that he would be putting up. He's already putting up amazing numbers. He's going to win another MVP. More people would see him, more people would watch, there'd be more interest. We could actually, oh my God, see Shohei Ohtani in the postseason. I know he's going to be a free agent. God knows what anybody's going to give up for him, given that he would might or probably be a rental. There's no guarantee that he'd stick around past this season. But I think ultimately he's going to stay in the Los Angeles area. He's going to move north from Anaheim. He's going to move right outside of downtown L.A., and he's going to be a Dodger. That's what I think. It's just a matter of when it actually happens. And if I'm the Dodgers, what the hell am I trading for this guy? Why am I giving up assets when I'm probably going to attempt to sign him anyway in a couple of months? Let some other sucker team try to get him. Maybe like the Yankees. Yankees are the type of team to trade for Ohtani if they have young assets and then say, oh, well, how does it feel to be a Yankee? Here's money. Don't leave. It might work. It could be the New York Mets. But why would he want to go to the Mets? If I'm him, I'm staying in Los Angeles. Why leave? He's been in L.A. since 2018. Came from Japan, boom, Los Angeles. No need to leave when you can make $50-plus million a year and do it at home, where you've been comfortable. Nice weather, relaxation. Who needs the stress of the East Coast? Who needs the stress of the New York Yankees? Who wants to wear those pinstripes? Aaron Judge, that's it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David, he's here from Dallas in Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, David.
JR, I believe Ohtani ends up with the Mets. I don't think that's where he should go, but I believe that's where he ends up. I think Steve Cohen will pay $70 to $75 billion. I think he's maniacal like that. Yeah, remember, he gave two senior citizen pitchers huge money, knowing that they were past their prime. What would he pay for this guy? And sure. I believe ultimately it'll be like anything else, the money will direct it, just like with A-Rod.
I think the difference between – you bring up a valid point thinking about the money, about $42, $43, $44 million going to Scherzer and Verlander. But those are short-term deals. That's basically, hey, here's a contract. If you like it, if we like it, we give you another one, another year, and then they're out the door, and then they call it a wrap. And who knows? To be honest, the New York Mets, depending on what the next couple of weeks look like, the New York Mets may ship one of those dudes out of the building to a contender. So one thing we do have to keep in mind, Shohei Ohtani has been reported that he wants to play for a winner. Like the New York Mets, they threw a bunch of money at a bunch of old dudes, and they throw a bunch of money at a lot of people, Francisco Lindor. But they're still the Mets, you know, so time will tell. But you are right, David. Steve Cohen got the money, and Steve Cohen could throw a lot of it at whoever he wants. But he said he doesn't want to throw it around like a drunken sailor. Steve Cohen has said he's given away all this money in free agency to kind of sustain the pipeline. He wants to have homegrown players playing for the Mets on controllable contracts and not necessarily have to go out and buy players. To be seen. Ernie is calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ernie?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm excellent, man. Where's Bert?
Good one. I ain't heard that before.
I'm sure. I know you hear it all the time, but go ahead.
Yep. I mean, I'm thinking Texas Rangers, man.
Oh, what?
They've got plenty of pieces to move from their prospects.
Yeah.
Plenty of free agency to move around.
Giving DeGrom that money to be broken isn't enough. They want to go deeper.
I know. But with him being out, I think they have to do something if they want to compete.
Okay. Yeah, and I personally think that Nathan Eovaldi is just playing out of his mind right now. I don't know how long that is going to last, but yeah.
Yeah, me either.
Does he want to go to Texas? That's a little bit different geographically, but we'll see. Thank you, Ernie.
Yep, thank you.
No doubt about it. Richard is calling from Boise. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. They got good food in Boise. Hey, Richard, what's your favorite restaurant in Boise? What's your favorite restaurant?
There's a place downtown Boise. It's a great fish and steakhouse, and it's called Calcutta's, and it's amazing.
Is it away from the university?
It is probably half a mile away from the university, so
too close.
You could walk from the game to the steakhouse.
Oh, it's too close. The students are out. They're out. Are they back in town yet?
They're starting to get back in town, but you know, everything's good here. We're golden.
Okay. Hey, what's on your mind, man? What's up?
Well, I think that the Yankees, you know, being the Yankees, need to sign Ohtani. You know, they've had the greatest baseball player ever in Babe Ruth, and now the greatest baseball player, you know, since Babe Ruth and probably over Babe Ruth at the end of his career is Ohtani. And all of, you know, you think of everybody that has worn those pinstripes in the history of that franchise. You know, they have enough money to throw around. They could, you know, if they had to pay him $70 million a year, they're one of the few teams that could do it, you know, and it would bring so much to the city, so much to the, you know, just for baseball, for him to go to the Yankees. I think that's a perfect fit for him. It's a huge market. You know, his whole life, he's been writing his diet down, how he needs to train, what he needs to do. He's been in the spotlight since he was a kid. So I don't think the New York media, you know, would really affect him that much.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But it's still a pain in the ass, you know? And it's a little bit further away, kind of halfway. You got to pick which direction you want to go in to go back to Japan. But I think the Yankees need Ohtani. I don't think Ohtani needs the Yankees.
And I don't think he needs the Yankees either, but, you know, I just think it would be a perfect fit for him. You know, he's going to make more money than his great-grandchildren could ever hope to spend. And, you know, it's just, I just think it's a good fit overall for him as a player.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Richard, for calling from Boise. Nah, look, the New York Yankees are basically in a position right now of just telling Ohtani, hey, take me now. Do whatever you want. Take me. I'm here. Whatever. If I'm him, I'm not leaving. This comes down to that lore, again, if it still exists, of New York, right? You want to be a Laker. You want to be a Dallas Cowboy. You want to put the star on your helmet. You want to play at an AT&T stadium. You want to be a New York Yankee. Does that still hold true? I mean, I've heard Joey Gallo for the past year talk about how disappointing it is to grow up a New York Yankee fan, play for the New York Yankees, and be one of the most despised Yankees that have put on the pinstripes in recent memory because he sucked. You know, New York is a give and a take. I don't know if professional athletes, especially with all the money that they make, still feel the same way about New York. You could play in Boise. Not that there's a professional sports team out there. You could play in Oklahoma City. You can get your money. You could be a star anywhere. You don't have to go to New York. Is New York worth the trouble? Shohei Ohtani might not be bothered going out to New York to play. He's going to have cameras following him everywhere. He's going to be asked stupid questions. His interpreter is going to look at him and go, I'm sorry to ask you this dumb question from this dumb reporter. A little bit relaxed, more relaxed lifestyle out west. We're going to talk more about this. Because let's be real, and we'll save it for the top of the hour. Is New York an overrated sports city? It's where I'm from, but I can talk about it. Is New York overrated? They can throw around money, but do people want to go? We'll get into it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, speaking of New York, of course, the Yankees, this is that New York thing, right? There's another superstar player that might fit in with the Yankees. I guess all the superstars fit in with the New York Yankees. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Out of some West Coast music. I wonder if Shohei Ohtani likes Warren G., Nate Dogg, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. I have no idea. Probably not. Or maybe he does. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been thinking about where Shohei Ohtani is going to end up next. There's another guy playing in California right now. He actually went from East in Washington, D.C., where he won a World Series and just kind of burst out onto the scene. And then he was traded west. He's now a San Diego Padre. That's Juan Soto. And Juan Soto, he gets to the Padres, And yeah, the on-base percentage is still high, but he's not the same type of player. Like, everything has been a little disappointing since he got to the Padres. And we've heard when he was in Washington that he turned down a 15-year, $440 million contract. $440 million. Because he thought that he can go do better for a shorter amount of time, and he is likely correct. Now, is he still going to get the same gigantic deal with his current numbers? That's to be seen. Right now, the Padres, disappointing, 44-47. Soto is a free agent after next season, and so there are already talks about the Padres moving on from him potentially, but that wouldn't sit right. I mean, especially for everything that they've given up to acquire him. I mean, they traded away Luke Voit, C.J. Abrams, a bunch of other players and prospects just to bring in Juan Soto. So I don't think they're just going to let him go this easily, especially with another year that they could potentially hold on to him via arbitration. But I'll tell you this, speaking of those New York Yankees, and of course the New York Yankees can get everybody, Derek Jeter was on Fox Sports, of where he is now an analyst, and he has some thoughts on Juan Soto and the Padres if they continue to just stay under 500. Listen to this.
I do believe that San Diego Padres could get hot and really make some waves in the National League West. But if they don't, you know, it's not too late, but the sun's starting to set. If they don't have a good next couple weeks, I wouldn't mind seeing the Yankees go out and get Juan Soto.
Oh,
wow.
Especially, wow. You know, you don't know how long Judge is going to be out. They need some offense. I think it makes sense. And
where would you play him, G?
Wherever you want. Put him in left or right.
Okay. What are the Yankees going to do? Trade Jason Dominguez? And it's too tricky. The Yankees always throw money at people. Is it going to work out? Just hold on to your own guys. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is here from Chicago. What's up, Rob?
How you doing, JR?
Amazing.
First of all, I just picked up your show this weekend. Normally, I just do, like, tons of yard work. But I want to say that there's no possible way he's not going to the Dodgers. And I'm going to tell you two reasons. First of all, like you spoke about prior, their farm system. And also something that I don't think we think about when you're coming from Japan, closeness for his family. So if he was to go over to New York, that's another 7 hours where family members have to deal with that. I think there's a reason why they are on the West Coast, and I think that's a good thing for them because that allows them to, you know,
just go right over the Pacific.
More.
Yeah, we talked about that, Rob.
Yep. Okay. So I missed that. Sorry, my bad.
Okay. No problem, man. Yeah, no, we talked about the proximity. There's a difference between jumping over the United States of America or jumping over Europe and the rest of Asia to go home, as opposed to just going over one big old ocean.
Yes, and I apologize. I missed that segment.
No,
but
no need to apologize. Is Chicago your home, born and raised?
But you know what? It's great because, you know, I'm a Chicago guy. You know, I'm a White Sox fan.
Yeah.
And I know that there's no chance it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, and look at this White Sox team. I think Luis Roberts is one of the great players.
Broken. Hurt.
Yeah. And we just have to, you know,
well,
we don't get
the White
any
Sox.
PR.
The White Sox are in the toilet. It's going to take them some time. Hey, Rob, are you born and raised in Chicago?
Yes, born and raised in Chicago. I've been season ticket holder weekends with the White Sox for 1993, and I will tell you that this will be my last year. I told the team after this performance the last 2 years that I will not be buying season tickets.
Wow.
I'm at 52, I'm done.
Oh, it's so slow. Did you write an email to Jerry Reinsdorf personally?
No. What I did was I just said X on the credit card.
Oh. Okay. Well, if you send him a message via Ken Williams, you'll get an answer.
Well, first of all,
Tell him, I mean, JR sent you. No, tell him, tell Ken JR sent you. You'll get an answer, okay, Rob?
Are you sure?
I feel confident. I feel confident about it. I haven't seen Ken in a few years, but I feel confident about it.
I like Ken Williams. I don't like Rick Hahn.
Well, that's why you got to go higher up the food chain and just hit up Ken. Hey, Rob, good luck to you and your White Sox, okay?
Take care. Thank you very much for having me.
No, no problem. Hey, Shep, what's on your mind, man?
Well, Jay, the question I have for you is, and I know sometimes you have these guys down, you're only watching the game, but they are doing a phenomenal job, the Fox broadcast with baseball, with Ortiz, A-Rod, Burkhart, Jeter. I think this is magic, man. I don't know if you've had a chance to really listen to them specifically, but does it rival anything we've seen in baseball in terms of the media?
When did Jeter start? A week ago? Today? This week?
Jeter, he's really good.
No, but when did he start?
Oh, beginning of the season.
Jeter has been on TV since the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie this year in terms of doing the media.
No, I understand that, but he's been on since the top of the year?
Yes.
So what is he doing? He's doing are they doing pregame?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're doing pregame, postgame. Yeah, I mean, on Fox Saturdays?
Like when? When?
It's every I don't know specifically when they started. But I do know the past. Let's put it this way: when I was watching Jeter and A-Rod with Cal Ripken Jr., I was getting chills, man. Like that was more exciting than the game.
Okay. Oh, you mean at the All-Star game this week?
Yeah, and they had like the all-access footage, and to me, they just make. First of all, they are savants when it comes to the game of baseball. But their personalities click, man. And this is something. I mean, you talk about the NBA on TNT. This is something that could potentially rival that, and I don't think I could have ever said that about another group and broadcast unit in baseball.
Yeah, don't bank on that one. I tell you, I feel the opposite. When I see Alex Rodriguez on the television, I want to turn it down or turn it off.
Oh, you don't think he's brilliant?
No, he could be brilliant. I just don't want to hear from the guy.
Jeez, you're tough.
I'm not tough, just not a fan of A-Rod. I think he is 100% correct. A-Fraud. Who called him that? Was it the Daily News or the Post?
Sounds like a Daily News thing.
Yeah, he is a fraud. No, thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I guess it's a New York thing. A fraud. We're going to talk more about New York. All these new. What's with New York? 855-212-4CBS. Overrated sports town at this point. We're going to talk about it on the other side. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Why would you break into these apartments?
For money, for drugs, whatever was in there.
Weren't you ever afraid of getting caught at doing this?
No. Who's going to catch us? We're the police.
It was the early 1990s, the height of the crack era, and instead of locking up drug dealers, some New York City cops had become them.
I would suit up in my uniform, and we're going to rob some drug dealers. And I know how to do it really well.
This is the inside story of the biggest police corruption scandal in NYPD history and the investigation that uncovered it all.
Did you consider yourself a rat?
100%. I saved my soul just like everybody else does.
Listen to and follow The Set, an Odyssey Originals documentary podcast series, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows.
I'm not a bad guy, man, but I loved being that dirty motherfucker.